Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Every day, our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Joining us now is Teron Davenport, TD, live from the Combine in Indianapolis. TD, just overall takeaways from what you've seen in Indianapolis, what you've heard in Indianapolis. I know it is absolutely chatter season, and it's all kind of isolated to Indianapolis for this week. So anything that you've heard or taken away from Indy so far this week?
Yeah, it is, like you said, chatter season. We got to talk to some of the GMs so far. I was in on Monty Austin for, as you know, former Titan executive. I asked him about the number three pick and if they would be willing to move off of it, and he said absolutely, that's something that they'd be open to doing. They haven't fielded any calls on that yet, but he said it's still early. But I thought that was interesting that he said, you know, they would be willing to move down. But he did also add that it's obviously a great opportunity to add a solid player, you know, if they stay put. So I think, you know, you look at number three, that's an area where you could see, you know, teams move up. You got three quarterbacks there that should absolutely warrant, you know, top five validation, I guess you could call it, you know, and Will Levis, Bryce Young, and C.J. Stroud. So some team could move up and grab themselves a quarterback.
And we'll hear from Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel later today from Indianapolis. What do you expect to hear from those two?
Yeah, so I think Rand Carthon, a lot of it is just going to be, I know for me, like, I want to know how things have gone, how the adjustment is. Obviously, Ryan Tannehill, that's going to be the hot one. We really need to figure out, you know, where this team is so that way they'll know where to go spinning forward at the position. Are you going to move up? Is he going to be the guy? So those are some of the things I look to hear. I don't think we'll hear too much just in regards to where they are as far as the decision itself, but, you know, you got that. And then with Vrabel on the side, who knows what we're going to hear from him. I don't know, but it's going to be interesting. And, you know, I'm looking forward to speaking to him. We also have Tim Kelly. We'll have him on the side as well.
We're talking with Teron Davenport. He's in Indianapolis. The Combine is this week. Now, TD, there was a article put out by Pro Football Talk that some of the coaches are starting to question the value of attending the scouting combine. What are you hearing while you're down there? Because it seems like, based upon the article, more coaches are inclined to prepare for free agency because there's a lot of hoopla around the draft, but free agency comes before the draft. And coaches rather spend time trying to evaluate their team, trying to evaluate the free agency rather than going to the combine and seeing these guys, you know, run 40s, cone drills, throw the football, knowing it good and well that, you know, this really doesn't tell me how good of a player you are. So what are you hearing?
Yeah, that's a good point that there are some coaches like Kyle Shanahan didn't come. I believe like Coach Art Smith is not scheduled to speak, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be here. I think, you know, to not come here will be a bad thing. And it's interesting just to kind of going like through the podiums. A lot of these GMs, a lot of these head coaches, they say that it's invaluable being here and being able to look a guy in the face and talk to that guy. You know what I mean? So there are opportunities to do that here. And then you could see them in a tough environment and see how they can function. You know, you've been through this, D-Mace. You know that it's not really conducive to you being well-rested or anything like that. It's a good test on how you could stand up in adversity. So a lot of the guys, that's what they like about being here. I know the media part of it is something that, you know, there are some coaches that don't really like. But then at the same time, you mentioned free agency. Guess you look at Derek Carr, right? Derek Carr is making a tour, meeting with teams here. So you can do kind of like a buy one, get one free, so to speak, whereas you could come here for combine stuff and for draft stuff, but then still do free agency stuff too. And a lot of times, you know, these free agents deals, you know, the agents and the team executives, they're meeting out here. So they're handling the business that needs to be done. I don't think being here at the combine would limit you from being able to do that as an executive.
I think some of their, well, I know based upon the article, A lot of it is because these guys, it's not like it was in 1997 when I came out. There was not these places where I can go, where I can get prepped for interviews, where I can get, you know, prepped for a 40 and know exactly how to run it or know exactly what to say. And some of these coaches are basically saying, listen, it's good that we're all here, but these young men are being prepped so well, you don't get an opportunity to know who they truly are because everything is so scripted.
That makes sense, but that's where someone like Mike Vrabel comes into play. You look at, you know, there was a time where he met with a prospect and he punched the prospect in the chest. Not hard, but just punched him. You know, that's, you don't get coached up for that, right? You don't get coached up for, you know,
hey, man, that's assault, man. No, I'm just messing. I'm messing with you, TD.
Yeah, you're about to have me get coached in trouble. But, no, I mean, like, you know, like, those are things. There are things you could do to try them that you just really can't plan for. So that's right to an extent. But there's always monkey wrenches that you could throw in to kind of work around that.
Now, quickly, before I pass it to Willie, what do you think their thoughts on Austin Hooper? Because he is a free agent moving forward. And, yes, they got a Chigakonkwo, but they do need another pass-catching tight end. So do you think they keep him, they bring him back, or do they look elsewhere?
Yeah, it's funny. I actually just submitted my free agent entry for ESPN on Austin Hooper. He had 503 snaps last year. You know, that was second only to Jeff Swaim, go figure, who probably won't be back. But I think they look at keeping him, but it all comes down to, you know, how does that make sense money-wise? You know, that's the main thing, because there's so many other things that they have to address. And this is a deep tight end class. So you look at, like, Darnell Washington out of Georgia. I think that would be a really good option for them. 6'7", 280 pounds. You know, he's a guy you could put attach him to the tackle, you know, and have him block in line, and he could catch the ball well too. And that's a good compliment for Chig. So we know Tim Kelly, he's going to use a lot of 12 personnel. That would be a continuation from what we saw before. So I think they do try to find a way to keep him, but to an extent, you know, because that's an area where you can add in the draft.
Well, I was just thinking, Teron, what in the world are people going to do if Jeff Swaim is not back to be the punching bag for all of the people that when they get mad at the Titans, they just get mad at Jeff Swaim? What are
they
going
to
do?
Ride to the streets, Willie. Ride to the streets.
I mean, they got to have Jeff Swaim for that, don't they? Holy cow.
Yeah,
I
guess
I don't know what those guys are going to do.
3.5. $3.5 million punching bag, you know?
Oh, man. Teron, this is the other thing. I think Derek's line of questioning before, he was asking you, has the combine jumped the shark? And so we were actually thinking about that, and we were wondering, had you seen the episode, the actual Happy Days episode, where the Fonz literally did try to jump the shark?
Yeah, you know, I was so young when that was out, man. The only thing I remember about the Fonz is having his collar up on his leather and always giving a thumbs up. I can't tell you exact episodes or any of that stuff.
Yeah, okay. See, that it pinpoints everybody's age, because I actually did see it. And see, that's the thing. Fonz was actually doing that on water skis in real water, like with the jacket on and everything. That's where that term actually came from. So I am dating myself a little bit there. But
you know what? My thing is, like, I didn't watch all my life. I never really watched a lot of TV. Like, at that age, you know, my favorite show was This Week in Baseball. So it's been different for me.
I love that show, by the way. That's one of the best ever. Yeah. Old episodes are on YouTube, by the way. You can find some old This Week in Baseball if you want to get nostalgic for all you fans out there. Teron, before we let you go, I got one more for you. How much, and I'm thinking back to last year when we heard kind of like what we're going to hear today from the general manager and the head coach. How much do you think they really have a good plan? How much can we figure out what their actual plans are from what we hear today? Because sometimes you're not showing your cards, but you can get a few clues. Like, I remember last year we were debating that real emotional thing that Mike Vrabel said about Ben Jones. We were like, does this mean he's saying goodbye to Ben Jones? Or is this his play to say, I got to have Ben Jones back, right? We sort of debated that. It ended up that he very much did go to bat and make sure that Ben Jones was back in there. But I'm sure there's still some decisions that haven't 100% been made yet.
Yeah. I don't really think that there's much you could gather strategically. I think you can, like you said, pick up little nuggets that will allow you to piece the tea leaves together, right, so to speak, and be able to read it that way. But I don't think that you're going to really get much. We know how this organization has been, a very, very tight-lipped, very structured, and not really much gets out. So we'll see what they say. I mean, there's also a time where you see a lot of information that comes out that has different messaging, right? Not as the exact purpose of you would think, you know, on the surface. So it's tough to decide.
Teron Davenport is with us. TD, do you think that the combine is a more valuable resource for coaches, GMs, for identifying their first round pick? Or is it better for looking at later rounds? Or is it just kind of evaluating players as a whole and you don't really, you know, put more stock into it, whether it's in the beginning of the draft or more at the later rounds of the draft?
I think overall it's for evaluating as a whole. But I think for your quarterbacks, if you're in a situation where you need a QB, this is a good week to see, like I said, with the adversity that they're facing. Okay, how sharp are you when everything isn't on point and conducive to you being your best? How do you function? And I think that's a good thing as far as like when you're looking at quarterbacks, especially because, I mean, those guys, you're in the pocket and stuff is getting crazy. Like, what are you going to revert back to? What habits? What calmness do you have, right? You get fresher under pressure, or do you wither under it? So I like that situation if I'm an evaluator, just to see how these play signal callers are.
And last one for you, TD. Luke Steckel is heading to Chicago to be the assistant offensive line coach. Is that kind of a symbol to you that the move from tight ends coach to run game analyst was a demotion for Luke Steckel?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I could see where you could gather that. But at the same time, I think, you know, for Luke Steckel in that situation, it gave him a chance to be involved with all of the offense. So, like, there's give and take. It's hard to say whether or not that's a demotion. I wouldn't say that, especially not knowing. I think this was just a situation that he felt worked for him. So that's my take on it.
Teron Davenport, we appreciate you. Safe travels back from Indianapolis. Have a good time out there.
For sure. Appreciate you. You guys take it easy.
Yep. All right. Thanks, TD. Well, coming up next, D-Mace has some thoughts on the combine that we will get into. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.